time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
The problem is nobody wants to work anymore. I bet you've heard that or even said that recently. It's a very popular opinion based on very few facts. Businesses are actually posting signs saying, sorry for the wait, nobody wants to work anymore. Media personalities like Kim Kardashian, Tucker Carlson, they say it to their fans, nobody wants to work anymore. A researcher at the University of Calgary did a media search, looking for that quote in newspaper clippings and in letters to the editor. He found that quote goes back decades. People have been saying that for over 100 years, which means somebody said that about you and your generation. A newspaper opinion piece from 1894 reads, "With all the mines of the country shut down by strikers, what will the poor editor do for coal next winter? It's becoming apparent that nobody wants to work these hard times." Well, it turned out good for the editor. The mine owners starved out the strikers, and they all returned to work without a pay raise. In 1937, orchard owners told a newspaper reporter, "Nobody wants to work anymore." Now, this was during the Depression. Imagine how bad the wages must have been. In 2006, a reader sent a letter to the editor of the Ventura County Star. They said, "I can't believe the bad luck I've had in trying to find someone to do some needed home improvements. It almost seems like nobody wants to work anymore." Now, we try to keep our home maintained, so we have reason to call for home repairs. It surprises me a number of legitimate businesses do not even return phone calls, show up for appointments, or seem to fail providing the basic service they agreed to provide. That's not caused by poor work ethic. It's because of poor customer relations or poor business organization. People rationalize it's because of the high demand for their service. But some local businesses provide consistently high service even though they are in high demand. In fact, I think they're in high demand because they provide consistently high service. Some examples are Wayne Maples Plumbing, Owsley Electric, Redwood Empire Roofing. Back to the workforce. Are people lazier than they used to be? Labor market data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the number of Americans working more than one job has been increasing over the last 20 years. The American labor market is complicated, and lazy workers is now the oversimplified scapegoat phrase. Freelance writer Suzanne Lucas says the newborns of today are going to complain about their children. She writes, "Older generations should stop whining, younger generations stop being offended. Everybody lighten up and tweak your jobs until you have the right salary and work combination to attract candidates and retain them." This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.